The Florida Department of Education is once again being criticized after it had to go in and revise grades of some 200 elementary and middle schools after making a mistake in the grading formula. Some observers are commending the department for catching the error and fixing it fast, but others aren't so thrilled with what the state has been doing. Leon County School Superintendent Jackie Pons is one of them.
We've changed these things so quickly and in such a hurry that now we're making mistakes, and I think that the test itself is starting to lose credibility.
As the state increased the difficulty of the FCAT, it also made changes to the formula used to grade schools. When FCAT scores came in lower than expected, school grades dropped as well. And some state officials, like State Senator Bill Monford, say Florida needs to slow down with the changes and figure out what its goals are.
Someone needs to pull everybody together at the table, and let's make some decisions. Let's find out exactly where we are today, what is being demanded of school districts and certainly our students, and what resources do we need to accomplish that. And if we can do it, then let's do it. If we can't, then we need to say we can't do it, and let's adjust the schedule.
But state officials like Education Commissioner Gerard Robinson say the moves are meant to get students ready for even tougher tests coming soon. In about 2 years, Florida will be joining more than 40 other states in bringing in a nationalized test to replace the FCAT. That test is called the Common Core. And Jaron Emhoff, a spokeswoman for the School Reform Group, the Foundation for Florida's Future, says the pain the state's education system is enduring now will pay off when those Common Core tests start up in 2015.
The changes now and the increase in the rigor is to prepare students so there's not as much of a shock in 3 years from now. And it's all towards the thing about Common Core that is so important is those are benchmarked to our competitors across the world.
But getting there is proving difficult. After results for the writing test released earlier in the year showed only about a quarter of students passed it, the state was flooded with concerns from worried parents. Several school districts signed petitions either in opposition to standardized testing or calling for changes to the way such tests are used, and even Governor Rick Scott recently expressed concerns that the state may be testing too much. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Lynn Hatter in Tallahassee.